Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy, head of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, exposing the gold market manipulation schemes on behalf of all global gold investors. And welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Good to be here, Chris. Thanks for thinking of me.
According to one of our favorite analysts, this could be the lowest level of institutional silver shorting.
That shifted a little bit last week, and we'll see tomorrow what the latest news is. All I know is, as I've been talking about and reporting on for years now, the high silver open interest has been the one critical negative that you can see all the time in the silver market. On the COMEX, it's just the other day, it was 216,000 contracts. And up until a spike in 2016, the old all-time high of silver open interest was 193,000. And normally when you have a market that is disappearing in price, the specs go away. And there's no hedging because you can't lock, there's no profits to lock in, and just interest disappears. This is the most unusual situation in history when it comes to market action and open interest. You know, as we've talked many times, I'm a $100 silver guy, and the action has been the worst I've ever seen in any market in 40 years. Something's going to change to blow it up, and it'll probably come out of nowhere. And your guy may be right, and I hope he is. All I know is I'm expecting something spectacular, but again, the action's just terrible. You get, you know, finally moved, gets a move yesterday, gets out of the weeds, and the gold cartel takes it right down, right back in the tank today when silver should have been flying today based on other markets.
The market adage, you know, since time immemorial, is never short that dull market. And silver has just been so dull for 2 years, maybe not. It's just a market looking for a reason to explode higher. Maybe this is one of the things that'll send it higher. We hear Putin has added silver to his national stockpile. The Russian authorities, they actually have pictures all over the web, 70, 73-pound bars, roughly 1,000 ounces, starting to fill up in their coffers. They recognize the incredible opportunity here. It's a strategic metal. It's real money. It's sound money. And so that leads us to the JP Morgan Chase story. They also have now the world's largest physical stockpile. COMEX silver futures is supposedly the reason why they have this stockpile. That, according to the work of their your colleague Chris Powell, he points out what's happened is when JP Morgan acquired Bear Stearns, they had a massive short position. That is at least the unofficial reason why they have this massive 130 million ounce stockpile of silver.
People have been talking about JP Morgan's huge visible position, whether it's theirs or a client's, who knows, for all these 2 years you're talking about of silver being in oblivion. And that's a fact. Could it be potentially bullish, incredibly bullish? Should it be? Theoretically, yes. But this open interest position, Morgan accumulated silver over years. That's another story into itself. But they're throwing it out there, and the market action gets worse and worse. Now, again, I'm looking for $100 silver. The action's terrible, and I keep looking for something that says, aha, we have a change coming. And I guess it's going to probably turn out that we won't see a change coming. One day, silver will just go bonkers, and they'll be under panic market conditions, and the shorts are going to be forced to cover. But until that time comes, it's going to be one agonizing month after another. To make the big money that's coming, you're going to have to be in it and be on board before it happens, because paying up will only be for the very big momentum traders. Everyone else will wait for the dip that won't come.
For those of us who remember 1980, 79, 80, and those lock limit up days, this is a much larger global economy with far greater access, you might say 5 to 10 times. And there's zillions more dollars in liquidity and deep pockets and institutions, pension funds. All of that demand could send things. Just one billionaire could send silver flying, and now we have thousands. And that brings me to Keith Neumeyer. I'm sure you're familiar. First Majestic Silver, we've had him here on the show. He's been a good friend to Goldseek for a long time. He had an interesting interview at Cambridge House. Of course, you know, he's wildly bullish. All this talk about cobalt and, you know, these other battery-favorable metals that has caught the attention of the markets, important for this new industrial revolution. But he says what's being overlooked is the important significance of silver. You can't even mine Bitcoin without silver. You can't have a computer or an iPhone or an Android to transfer your Bitcoin. You can't even have an online discussion because all your computers, your keyboards, your mouse, your telephone, your internet connectivity based on a network of silver.
Well, there's no finer guy in the industry than Keith Neumeier, and he's one of the few executives out there not to talk about the way it really is in terms of the manipulation and suppression by J.P. Morgan. It's had his company suffer terribly over the past many months and many others, and how they've driven silver into oblivion. He couldn't be more right about why the price of silver is going to go bonkers someday as soon as they lose control of it, which is why they're selling so much paper silver down at these low prices to keep it under control. Once they lose control, and I've said it many times in your show, if we take out 21, it's going to go to, you know, $100 per ounce faster than anybody can imagine. No doubt in my mind. We've already been to 50 twice in the past 38 years, and it's just a matter of time. But on a day-to-day basis, it couldn't be, it's the most boring commodity in the history of markets. It's just awful. I don't say that to be negative. I'm looking for it to explode again out of nowhere. Keith Neumeier is going to be right. And for many reasons, if you need that silver in your product, and it's, whether it's 21, 31, or 71, you have to have it, whatever the price is. And it, because it's not, in many cases, it's not a big component, it won't really matter that much. But you have to have the supply. And that's when the panic kicks in.
When you look at the numbers and you see that there's actually less silver above ground, considerably less than gold, the most underappreciated, ignored opportunity since Bitcoin around 1 to 10 cents. I could have bought a warehouse full of silver with a handful of Bitcoin.
Chris, once we break the 21 mark, it will trade like a Bitcoin, you know, did on the upside, and it's going to be spectacular. Getting from here to there is the issue because it's becoming so tedious. I mean, the years are going by, and, you know, pretty soon it'll be a decade. I mean, that's a long time to be going nowhere.
You brought up the idea of trouble that this has caused at low prices. I mean, many producers now, silver producers, they are having trouble remaining profitable. I mean, I believe Neumeier in a recent Cambridge House interview also pointed out that they had been operating in the red for several months, simply having to become, you know, lean and mean, right? You have to cut out everything that's non-essential. We've all had it in the last 6-7 years. I talked to a major guest we had on the show yesterday, said his sales in the industry down 80%. That actually is a self-righting mechanism because as the players drop out, obviously supply dwindles and you have much greater demand and higher prices moving forward.
But that's why the open interest should have been collapsing in silver, not going back to close, you know, going to the all-time high levels. It is ludicrous. That's how rigged and bad this is. It's getting worse, not better. That's why before it's going to go, they're going to have to blow up.
I can't think of a more ridiculous market to try and manipulate than the world's most inelastic market. Rig timber or something that's renewable. Don't rig a market that has the most inelastic supply and most inelastic demand. And incidentally, it's at the greatest shortage. You know, rising U.S. interest rates, a big topic. Usually that's not the best sign for the precious metals, but a lot of analysts are saying, no, 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 this time is different. It's closer to the 1970s, looking at a stagflation-like slowdown with just a worst of worlds, rising prices. Plus, we have this overhang of debt that is just crushing the middle and working classes, and now approaching $22 trillion with the T, U.S. national debt. This could bump up demand for the precious metals. Any thoughts?
Yeah, well, Chris, all these reasons, again, gets back to what I talk about in my stuff all the time, the gold cartel. What they've done to create artificially low prices in gold and silver. All these reasons are so bullish for gold, but price action, you know, makes market commentary. So they force it down. They get people out. They do what we've talked about in silver and in gold, and they get people to run from the hills as other assets have all been soaring over a period of time, and people are just disgusted. All these reasons are so bullish for gold and silver, and they will manifest themselves. It's just the bad guys are going to have to blow up this time. I don't think you're going to have a bull market anymore like we've seen in past years and decades. It's just going to be explosive and happen overnight. That's my opinion. But the more this goes on, the more I believe it. Sometime about Newton's law, about equal and opposite reactions. This has been so horrible what they've done and egregious, that the reaction is going to be just as dramatic, except it'll happen quick and very fast, and the next thing you know, it's very hard to buy gold and silver.
You know, I like your "it's different this time" thesis, or why it could be different this time. I mean, that whole hypothesis, I think, is gaining a lot of traction from the headlines that we just find out that Iran has completely pulled the rug out on the dollar. No more greenback. No more reserve currency. In the past, been de facto preparation for war. If you wanted to go to war with the U.S., that's numero uno. Let's take a look at Venezuela. They make hyperinflation look like a fun day at the park. Their currency is gone. There's actually talk of trying to pick up the greenback there. I doubt that's going to happen. The next thing we hear out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, once again, our Western states, officials, and policymakers have the right idea. Sound money in Wyoming, Legal Tender Act became law. The bill restores constitutional sound money in Wyoming. This is a trend that's continuing because we even hear Alabama, the 37th state to exempt its sales of gold, silver, platinum, palladium, bullion from any sales tax. It's a war of attrition. What's the tipping point? What's going to send us over the edge? Any ideas?
Well, that's the key word, tipping point. That's it. What is going to be the tipping point when all of a sudden, when nothing means anything for gold and silver, it all means everything all at once? Know what that tipping point is going to be, except my opinion is that it's just going to happen out of nowhere. Something just triggers it, and then off we go, and the bad guys, the gold cartel, are going to be forced to cover or run for the hills or step back. Everything will have changed, and it's hard to imagine now, but that's what I think it's going to take, and it's coming. We just don't know when, and it'll probably be when we least expect it.
Exactly. I mean, look at what we see with the central banks. Okay, we're seeing a run on gold. As you know, the Hungarian bank, of course, 100,000 ounces, 3 tons. Still, it's a trend. About $130 million at current prices, probably several trillion if it were at its equilibrium price, unfettered. The Austrian, German, Dutch, all of these central banks have called back theirs, and Hungary is just one of the latest. Of course, Venezuela was well known while Chavez was still in power and alive. So this trend continues. It's a slow motion panic. They know what's going on. They know the gig is almost up. I don't think they trust the West to manage their gold anymore. They know all this nonsense that's going on in the derivatives markets and probably fear that their gold will be leased.
Yeah, well, just, I mean, not only just leased out, there's fears of it being confiscated. It's very important to keep this in mind. And you mentioned the Russians before again, and I said on times at your show, I mean, they know exactly what Gata knows. They followed us closely. They've mentioned Gata over the years. They know what we know about what's going on, and they keep increasing their reserves. And now you're hearing about Russia and silver. It really is something else, what's occurring behind the scenes there. Actually, it's not even behind the scenes anymore because they announced what they're accumulating. All this is going to add up, and one day, as you mentioned, we're going to reach the tipping point, and then, boom, everything changes.
So let's give Hugo Salinas Price the last word on today's show, if we could. We all are rooting for America. After all, we're patriots. Every one of us, we want the restoration of a sound constitutionally based money. That is our right, that the promise. It's what the founders insisted on, who weren't terribly happy with King George. And we're going to have a little startup called the United States, and we're actually going to use real money. Hugo Salinas Price says, if the dollar is no longer to be the world's reserve currency, the only replacement will be gold. And we're on the cusp of it. All right, Bill Murphy, can you tell us more, please, about La Metropole Cafe?
Yeah, people can sign up for a two-week free trial if they like, see if it's a value. And my colleague Chris Powell at Gata.org does a great job there. He's over in Asia now getting ready to make some presentations in different countries to spread what Gata knows and what's really going on in the market. It's some journey. It'll be 20 years in another few months. Thank you, Chris.